Throw it up. It's the roundtable discussion. It's your boy Chris P.
I am Rome City.
And if you're on Nadia Coco.
And this is episode 77.
Hello, 77.
I was going to fuck with you and end up saying like 89 because I knew you would have followed it.
Yeah. I know.
You've been here for so long.
But I've been saying it. Let me say it again. Hello, 77.
All right. So I apologize if I'm offending anybody's eardrums with my voice. I'm going through puberty. So it's just bear with me for the next couple weeks with
it's
this
sexy
stuff.
Sexy daddy. I like it.
All right. Put the headphones on and say that one time. I'll make sure you really hear it.
Like. No, let me just whisper that shit in your ear.
All right.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yo, we got two very special guests in the building.
Yep.
We got
Where's Waldo?
Yo, we got
motivational.
Hold on. Entrepreneur and activist, motivational Chris in the building. Let's give him
Yeah, that's my guy right there. That's my guy. Thank you so much for having us.
Word.
I appreciate it. Daydreams in the building.
Word. We also got Who is Kenny V, also known as Kenny V.
Give him a round of applause.
Right here. Thank you for having me.
Millie rock to that, Millie.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming through. All right, so how's your weekend going? Good?
Pause. Yo, this weekend's going swell, man. Just grinding, just picked up my business partner from the airport. We just came back from France, man.
Oh, man.
Word?
Really?
Came back. So y'all living, man. We back to work now.
Can I live like y'all, man?
Of course, man.
Where we going next?
Dominican Republic or somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Going to my homeland.
Y'all label?
No, ain't no label, but we're working with independent people. So if you're independent, come on this side.
What happened to France?
What happened in France? Well, I got a girl out there, so I was out there and I got to visit Italy. I got to visit Amsterdam for New Year's, which was insane.
Oh man!
So you was there for that long?
Yeah, I was there for 2 months.
Living.
Nice. Yeah. So it's all pleasure, no business?
Nah, it was all business. A lot of pleasure too.
Okay. I like the balance. That's why I asked.
So did you meet her like on Mi Gente or something? Or like did you meet her out here?
Nah, I met her at Mi Gente because it was in Dominican Republic, so I was con Mi Gente. But we was out there, we was chilling, and like I had met her. I was out there for my uncle's wedding, and my uncle like his wife is actually you know what's her name? The girl from New York from Love in New York.
Love it, Cardi B.
No. The white show, the Sex in the City. Sex in the City.
See. Carrie?
McCarthy. What's her name?
Sarah
Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
That's she takes care of her kids.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah, so my aunt, she takes care of her kids, and then they had a big wedding in Dominican Republic in like this exclusive ass spot that I never even heard of in my life.
This man is wow.
It wasn't me, it was my uncle. Nigga, my whole family was mad at this nigga, like, are you making us pay to go there, nigga? Nigga, are you serious right now? That shit is mad money. It's six of us, nigga. Like, my dad was like, esta tigre está loco.
Yo, hold on. How funny would that have been? Because my biological father's Dominican. He came here on a boat. What if all y'all would have went over there on a boat? You know how funny that would have been?
Like, oh my God.
Departing Florida on a boat, like, to get the DR. That would have been hilarious, yo.
Yo. But basically it was like a Jurassic Park scene, like where he got married, like in terms of like natural beauty. It was just on a cliff in like the oldest church in the country, and Sarah Jessica Parker was there. And
she kind of looked like a T-Rex, so I get the whole Jurassic Park thing. It makes sense. Definitely makes sense.
Damn, that's a
savage, yo. You ain't shit.
Nah, but she, God bless that woman. So shout out to you. Yo, but her son, because you know she's married to the guy that's Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. Broderick or something like that. Yeah.
Yo, she's married to him, right?
Are you serious?
Yes. And then they had a baby, yo. And this kid, I danced with this kid, no homo pause, all night long, yo.
I'm glad you said that. You made me feel a little uncomfortable. I don't know.
Because it was, you know, I'm like the oldest out in the family and stuff. So I got all my little cousins with me. So I'm entertaining them, trying to have everybody a good night. And we got all the kids. It got all her kids. And then she got some fine nannies with taking care of the kids. The one that's the real nanny is getting married. So she got the assistant nanny because, you know, they got assistants.
There's levels to that.
So she's taking care of the kids. And her name, I remember her name was Mary Rose or something like that. And I was like, damn, this is some Titanic shit.
Yo, the shit just keep coming out your mouth. You know that, right?
Bars. It's just bars.
What else you got in store for us? Like, you're just on a fucking roll.
I haven't even started.
Oh, you sure?
Let me give it to Kenny.
Yeah, he got too many stories, man.
I don't know. His name
like,
is...
I don't even want the headphones anymore.
I can't do this. I can't do this no more, man. I'm just giving up too many.
All right, Kenny. So let the people know what kind of, like, music you do. Just for anybody tuning in the first time, they don't know who you are.
Yep. All right. So, I mean... type of music I like to make. I like to make some, you know, some fun music, anything for the ladies, for the streets, for the clubs, just anything that feels deep. You know what I'm saying? I'm just versatile. I like to see, like, I'm not going to say I'm like a rapper. I like to say if I can sing maybe a little bit or, you know, do some rapping as well. But like, I like to call myself an artist. You know what I'm saying? Just paint whatever I, at the moment. Just wake up, go
record. You get in
where
you fit in kind of thing?
Exactly, exactly. Like, my latest project, the VEP, it's on iTunes as well.
Is that same for vagina?
I mean, it could be Kenny V. Kenny. You know?
Talk about
it. Y'all mad smooth,
y'all. Yo. Hey, y'all do stop. You know what I'm saying? Dominican. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? That's
you're Dominican as well?
Of course. It's
you I'm too? Just,
yeah, we cousins, yo.
Oh,
we cousins. Oh,
Dominican power in here. Stage, yo.
I feel like. I feel it. I feel it here, y'all. We all cousins here now. That's for sure.
We want Lano.
Mad. I'm sorry.
You Dominican too, homie? You Dominican too?
You got the complexion. You got the complexion.
You in.
Y'all do stop, baby.
You gotta say, dale.
Que lo que?
So the VEP, how many songs you got on that?
Well, this one because of the V for five, for Roman numerals, I got five.
Okay, so it's not vagina.
Oh, I like the
connection
between the two.
Thank you. So, I mean, deep down, it could be vagina, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But this next project is for the vagina, you know what I'm saying? But that's later.
Okay. So five joints, so that's not bad. You got anybody featured on it, or just you?
Yeah, I got my homie Jay Metaphor. He's from Danbury, Connecticut, where I'm from as well.
You from Danbury?
Yeah, I'm from Danbury.
I thought you was, like, from Bridgeport for some reason.
Nah, man, I'm from Danbury.
Word.
Born and raised out there, man.
Word. You rock with Will from Imperial, right?
Yeah, that's my homie right there, yeah.
He had mentioned your name to us when we did the live joint. He's like, yo, you should come do one out here. I could get Kenny V there. I was like, oh, you know Kenny V? Because I seen your stuff, you know, around the way.
Your name is mentioned a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's dope. That's why I thought you were so local, because a couple people have mentioned your name, so that's dope. You rock with Danny Evans too, right?
Yeah, that's my homie too, yeah.
Word, man.
Now I'm trying to network as much as possible. I tell people, like, you got to meet people, you got to get out your city. Word. Like, we just came back from a Midwest tour, and, like, that opened up my mind so much. And, like, I want to be so as global as possible. Like, if I could touch the UK, like, I got a producer in the UK now. Like, I'm trying to get as far as I can, man. You know what I'm saying? If I go to DR, I go to Hawaii, go anywhere, Canada, go to the moon. Whoever I can work with, yeah, I'm there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So talk about the Midwest tour. You're, and maybe y'all both can explain this, right? Because I knew about Adventures with Chris Gotti for a minute because I heard one of his interviews with Hot 97, whatever, he was explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
So explain to the people exactly what Adventures is, what do they provide for you, and why are you guys teamed up with them?
Okay, yeah.
That's nice. I like the way y'all do that. It's pretty cool. Just take that one off.
How do I move this up a little bit, bro? Just right here? All right, it's good. So, well, Adventures is actually a distribution, digital distribution. What it is similar to TuneCore or something like that, but it's a way better service. Chris Gotti is a legend in the industry. If y'all know him, he's from Murder, Inc., and he basically funded Irv Gotti, Lorenzo's. Mm-hmm. His whole career and did all that shit. He was in the background working. He did construction work. This man is like, he's actually like my mentor right now. Like, I look up to him a lot, and like, I'm just amazed. Like, that interview you're talking about when he was doing, that shit changed my life when I saw that interview, because I've been working on my own app for a while. And then when I saw that interview, it like killed my whole thing, because I was like, oh, this nigga's doing something like mine. And then I was like, yo, I can't do this shit. And then I went and talked to him, and he was like, nah, nigga. Like, that means that you so smart, you had an idea that a legend got too, and you guys, whatever it is, just keep growing your shit and let him do his shit, and whatever happens. Yeah. Next thing you know, a year later, we on tour with the man, and we get him this money and, like, enjoying 9 new cities me and him never, ever seen before.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? Like, something that I was so fearful of. I was like, yo, I don't know what's going to happen. But anyways, what it is exactly is we went to a seminar.
Okay.
We paid $300 and joined for a seminar contest that he does. And if you win, you actually get the digital distribution platform. This is over 400 outlets into, like, Tidal, you know, all the main ones, iTunes, Apple Music, all
Spotify,
of that stuff.
Spotify, all
exactly.
That.
So you get out there for this. And the thing is, it's so perfect because you pay one time $300 and you don't have to pay again.
Oh, no. Oh,
wow. So you get to distribute as much music as you want. You got singles, EPs, albums, whatever. If you know on TuneCore and those
you
other
joints. You pay $10
every time. And then you have to pay to keep it up.
Word.
So they're getting you all the time. In the long run, if you're an artist really making music, you losing money.
Yeah, losing
you
know a what lot I'm saying? Of money.
So y'all basically like in the Spanish Illuminati?
We can say a lot of things, but when that check not there, we can't say nothing but Illuminati.
Touché,
my mama
touché.
Basement, son. Illuminati ain't help me.
We still grinding. We trying to get there. We trying to get to those rumors.
That's dope, though. So how did you connect, though, with Chris Gotti? You just
so basically, I went to the seminar, right? Like, first, I did mad research because I'm not, like, I spend my money very wisely, especially as an entrepreneur trying to do my own business. You know, every dollar counts. Right. So, like, going there, just spending $300 because we weren't going to go there to just watch the seminar. We're going to pay the $20 for the seminar and, you know, actually be in the contest so he can win and we can get the digital distribution.
All right, so what did the contest consist of? Just performance?
Yeah, you perform, I think it was like 5 minutes or something like that. And okay. Then there's a panel of judges that are actually from the industry. And then they judge you and they say, okay, you know, we like this or this you could work on this. And then afterwards, they'll choose out of however many people was there. I think at ours, it was like 9 people or something like that. Mm. So
it's
around
really
there.
Intimate contest.
Yeah, it's a small, like, the way he's doing it is on another level. Like, this dude is someone that has generated hundreds of millions of dollars. And he's on a one-to-one basis going out to these markets and talking to people that have never even thought of the music business like this. Right. You know what I mean? Like, me, as somebody who studied marketing and communications, I look at this shit and I'm like, yo, he's going in right now. Like, people are not even understanding what he's talking about. Right. Talking about your royalties, your licensing deals, getting your shit done right, not dropping it on DatPiff and on all these other things. Like, wasting your money, because that's what you're doing. Right. If you don't know where your market is, if you don't know, or like you said, first thing you said to me, we got people in Boston rocking with us. So now you know I could go to Boston and do some dope shit in Boston, because I got people rocking with me. But DatPiff don't tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Those other companies, they're not going to tell you that because that's where they make their ad money from. You know what I'm saying? They pushing that like, oh, okay, we're going to put these commercials on those type of people over there. You know what I'm saying? That's the way they do it. So they can't sell that to you. But what he's doing is, nah, we're going to do this the right way, the way it's supposed to be. Because when he was on with Murder, Inc., they actually had a lawsuit. And when they were negotiating Ja's contract, they were the first, like, real record label inside of a record label to like be their own defendant. So like Ja didn't have a lawyer.
They represented themselves.
Exactly. Oh, like Chris Gotti and Irv Gotti were like, nah, like we're gonna get him the best fucking deal. That's my brother. You know what I mean? Like we're gonna go in here and I don't give a fuck that you wanna only give us a million. We asking for 5. What's good? That's the budget for this man right here. You know what I mean? And they had to comply because that's what they were generating. You know what I mean? Like you can't tell me they know the numbers. That's the difference. Word. Niggas is out here trying to act, oh, I got money, I got all this shit. Are you getting numbers? Are you doing conversions? Yeah. Are people buying your shit or not?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Have you hosted a seminar? Because shit, you're mad informative.
Nah, I'm working on it right now.
Yeah, I would go to it too. I would.
You made me want to sign up, and I don't even do anything that y'all doing. I'm like, all right.
Whatever it is, I'm signing up.
I can audition. Like,
I date you, Dada, sign up.
Like, I want to do it too.
Yo, hold up. Before we go any further, I want to stop for a second because y'all awesome, and I want to give y'all some gifts.
Word. I thought you wanted to pray or something.
Now we can do that.
Nah,
too.
Yo, this is my first time ever doing an interview, so I really want to thank y'all. Like myself, I never done an interview. He's done a couple interviews already, but this is my first interview ever, and like it's the new year. I feel legendary status this year. I don't know about y'all.
That's
what's up. I feel it. That's all around me. It's all around us. I got my peoples with me. Like that man over there behind the camera, he does sales. That dude is an animal. He'll go and knock on any door, and you can't say no. You know what I'm saying? We got him over here. He does his social media stuff all the time. He's handling his business. I'm handling the app stuff. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to get this fucking dream going right.
You know what I mean?
Too many people are doubting it. They're doubting the process. There's success is not a theory. It's a formula.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? You got to sit down and actually do the research.
Yeah.
Because that's how you're going to get it. You feel me? So I got a couple gifts for you guys.
Oh, that's what's up.
So this is like for the girls.
I was going to say clearly. I was like, that purple is not really my thing, but you know what I'm saying?
No.
That's dope,
I got like bands. So the bands, represent suicide prevention and the inside.
Oh, yeah.
That's
awesome.
One of the causes that we, every event that we host, because we host open mics. So the people that showcase on our actual website, they're not only showcasing online. They're actually showcasing at our open mics. That's how come I was so eager to work with you guys, because I love how you guys interview people. I love how you guys get intimate with them. And I want that type of feel at these open mic events that I'm doing. You know what I mean?
That's
so
dope,
I would love for you guys to come out, even have y'all as critiques, talk to the people, and just, you know, give the feedback. That's what we're looking to make everybody get a new audience. If I could bring five people to that show and y'all get five people to that show, that's five people who never saw y'all, five people who never saw me.
Word.
I'm excited for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited for that. I mean, we Chris is squared.
We definitely must be.
Yo, I'm loving this. Your dream, our movement thing.
I love it. It's motivational. Like, I daydream. Like,
exactly.
You know how many people out here daydream, like, for real, you know? Of a dream that they really want to accomplish.
Now you touch my heart, bro.
Come on, man.
You're like, yo, do you know how many people daydream?
It's a lot. However many it is, it's a lot.
It's the difference between daydreaming and really daydreaming trying to win.
To be honest. The daydreaming, you know, the creative freelance market is $35 billion if we're talking numbers. I'm just saying.
All right, so now we're gonna shift back to Adventures real quick. Let's talk about Daydream and this app and this network that you're building. What exactly is it for the people listening?
All right, so the Daydream app and community is basically, my cousin started this project called Daydream. He dropped an original album, a whole project, and it was down on Dat Piff. We got over 10,000 downloads and streams and all this type of stuff.
Wait, you wasted your money on that Dat Piff, huh?
We did. We were,
you
we
learned,
were young.
You learned.
We were young and dumb. Yeah. We were young and dumb. So we was doing it the dumb way. But it was all good because we got good feedback in the hood. Everybody was loving it. You know what I mean? So we started selling tank tops and started doing all this stuff. But it transitioned into something so much more because I saw so much potential in this dude. Like, tell him a little bit about your story.
The dream transitioned into the movement.
Exactly. His dream is really his dream that turned into Daydream, the movement. You know what I mean? So I'm going to let him.
Yeah, you could talk, and I got to ask you something, Kenny, because I seen a picture. Like, you were a fat boy before, right?
That's the movement, Christopher.
That's the movement.
His dream came
from the movement. I know, but I'm really? I'm kind of fat boy myself. Well,
I'll bring that up.
So I want to ask you, like, how did you lose that weight, though?
Yo, just a lot of focus, man. My thing was, always had it in mind. I was like, yo, bro, I'm tired of being overweight. Word. Like, it just got to me. Every day I wake up, like, this is just not for me. And then one day I just woke up, was like, yo, you need to keep going. Signed up to the gym, just kept going. Failed multiple times. I didn't know what to do. But I was like, you got to get up and do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Then, like, I read up on YouTube and, like, just learned how to, you know, don't drink your calories. Don't, you know, don't eat out as much. Like, there's certain common sense things we kind of know. Right. That we just got to just lock in on. You know what I'm saying? It takes 30 days to break a habit. So if you do that, after 30 days of hitting the gym, I'm just focused now. Mm-hmm. So after that, just seeing results, like, I'll even pass it around. If you want to see the results on
look
there,
at that
just,
shit, yo, that shit was mad inspirational.
It took me about 2 years to drop 80 pounds, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
pass it around so people can see it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm still on my journey now. Like, I'm trying to get some roaring abs by summertime. Like,
that's
I'm
inspiring
still
as fuck, man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What's
thank
up,
you,
yo.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, man. Like,
only way is up now, man.
That's it. And that's just
amazing. Look at you.
Thank you.
That's amazing. That's
thank
dope.
You. Yeah, and that's just one dream. Like, the way I started Daydream was, it's a lifestyle brand where you want to turn your quote unquote daydream into a reality. And that was my, like, every day I was like, I want to be more fit. Bong, did it. Music was like, yo, I want to make music, not just, you know, I want to be out of my bedroom doing this. And now, like, I went on tour and I opened up for 2 Chainz and I got that's like fans and outside of my own hometown. Like, it's amazing. And like, now we're just trying to start a community where we can help everyone have the same positive mindset and the goal and drive to just go get it. Like, you can turn your daydream into reality with no problem.
That's what's up. Like, I saw you was in the studio with Iman Shumpert.
How'd
that come about?
Yo, so it's crazy because, all right, so we ended up going to a Cleveland Cavaliers game.
Okay.
And we sent up like in the way top, like, damn, we ain't gonna meet nobody. And then but everyone else is enjoying it, you know, and they're all seats and stuff. And then at the end of the game, because we were Chris Gotti, so then we're sitting by the court side, me and him go shoot, you know, they let you shoot at the court. And then they're like, all right, we're about to go to the studio. I was like, oh shoot, go to the studio. Iman's already there. The game just ended, he's already there.
Oh,
ready,
shit.
Artist mode, ready to go. Put the beat on. We just sitting there just vibing now, just like coming soon. That's all I can say.
That's dope.
Coming soon. Like, it was dope to
any
see.
Any
you
smoke? Any
Nah, man, not at all.
How
not
can
at
you
all
even say that? Yeah. My Shumpert plays in the NBA. How's he gonna just drop a dime? How's he gonna drop a dime like that? Oh, Chopper can't smoke weed during the season.
Roman's daydreaming right now. Yeah,
okay? I'm on cloud nine, nigga.
He's like, come on, sir.
Yo, yo, let's just start that rumor here. My Chopper smoking mad blunts, yo.
Nah, he did not.
We beat that part.
A legend.
Nah.
Nah, champion
right there.
So with the whole daydream, you're talking about, you know, community involvement, all that stuff. So is it just going to be like musically wise, or is it just going to be like a space that anybody can come with their daydream and you guys can help them make it reality?
Anybody. We got John Hill, who's also from the, you know, from our area as well.
Yeah, I saw that. That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? He got the filming, he got the graphics. So we're inviting everyone who sings, raps, does graphic.
Performing,
you know
arts.
What I'm saying? Everything, okay. Everything, graffiti, whatever you want. If it's your dream, you want to profit off passion, that's our thing, is pop. When we do pop-up shots, it's profit off passion. Anything that has to do with your passion, come on board and find a way to profit, because it's a community for everyone who needs you. Like, if I need a graphic designer, I need a dancer, I need whoever, I'm looking for you on my site. Like, I'm going to pay you to do what I need you to do. If we all just work together, we can all profit off our passion, literally.
Do you guys want a home base?
That's fucking dope.
Where to be, in Danbury?
Well, I mean, I'm from Danbury. He's from Norwalk. We got people located in Bridgeport. We're like, we're just all over. We don't have a specific headquarters yet until, you know, that foundation and capital is there.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely be Connecticut-based just overall, though.
That's amazing.
But we're going outside of the Connecticut area. Like, we're in New York doing this. Anywhere we go, we're just touching other, you know, other creatives anywhere.
Awesome.
You got to get your following first. Exactly, then.
So this site is basically like a directory.
It's a directory,
Okay, and it basically can link anybody up to anything you need, you can find there.
Exactly.
Like a one-stop shop.
And we have someone from, like, Africa, Indian, like, you know what I'm saying? From other, like, people are starting to catch on now. So we're trying to be even international when we can just keep honing on to anything. Exactly.
Okay, so what's the benefit? So, like, John Hill, who we had on one of our shows before, he signs up with y'all. What is it? Something he's paying to you guys as well?
No, it's a free membership. It's a free membership. Sign up,
So you think? So explain to me, as if you're explaining to listeners, what is the benefit exactly of somebody signing up to this network? Like Facebook, obviously, there's a reason why people sign up. Instagram and shit like that. So exactly, what is the benefit?
All right, so the main benefit that we're doing right now, I'm doing a 100 people campaign where I'm going personally to meet them face to face and building their portfolios with them.
Okay.
So that's if you go on the site, you'll see that each featured artist gets a portfolio built for them. So it'll be like a little interview for them, and it'll be like, we'll get you right headshots so you look good, we'll get you a little bio, yo, I've been doing this for 5 years, this is my passion, this is why I'm doing it, da, da, da. And then we'll get you specializes in, I do radio interviews, I do hosting events, I do
now add podcasts to it, because we're gonna fuck around and end up working with each other. So
exactly,
just put that out there.
Podcast,
right now,
perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So as that grows, and you put your pricing, yo, you want me to come interview you, it's $50. Yo, you want me to host your event, it's $100. You want me to do a photo shoot for you, it's $300, whatever.
Got you.
And one person can have multiple daydreams. They can have multiple outlets and revenues to come in. So what we're trying to do is have a secure, like, way for you to do that transaction. Like, right now, you go and you go through Craigslist or you go through all this stuff, and you're paying hand to hand. You saying, oh, this dude might do this graphic design for me. There's other sites, you know, that work, like Freelancer, all these other things.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do something catered to the artist. That's the difference. You know what I mean? I don't got gardeners. You know what I mean? Like, I don't got whatever. I'm trying
to. This ain't like Angie's List or
something. Exactly. You know what I mean? It's something more like, we're trying to host, like I said, events. So these artists are coming out and they're getting to experience it. I want to try to host it like quarterly. So one event each quarter. Because at first I was doing it monthly.
Yeah.
But I realized that it's too much.
Yeah.
Like trying to.
Like,
it's a lot of money for me. It's a lot of stuff to go on at the same time while trying to build the app, while trying to get my team ready for the sales and stuff, doing all that stuff. So it's a lot of process. But as we go in, you start to realize, all right, like, what he did was amazing. You know what I mean? Like, and it all happened because he believed in himself, Kenny. He believed in himself, and he wanted to do his dream. This dude is my cousin, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up with this dude, and he would come to my crib and be quiet, like, silent. And not talk. He's a quiet ass dude. He would just be there, and then I would say something to him, and I'm always the loud one, always fun doing all this stuff, and he'll just be the chill one, not like introvert, you know what I mean? And then this dude started showing me his music, and it's like the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm fucking in the club, I'm chilling, I'm back. I was like, Kenny, what? I was like, this nigga from the Heights too? I didn't even know, nigga. I was hyped. So then, like that, and then at the time, this is around 2011, like, well, 2010, he started rapping real hard, but 2011 was when he dropped the Daydream Project.
Okay.
And that was around the same time, like 45 days prior to him dropping that project, my godbrother committed suicide. So it was like the biggest thing for me. And I had lost a big void in my heart. You know what I mean? Because this was like my older godbrother, and like I looked up to him. You know what I mean?
Mentor.
Yeah, like anything with girls and stuff, he was always holding me down. Like, yo, his name, rest in peace, Lewis. You know what I mean? So like he would always tell me like, yo, nah, do this. You know what I mean? I already did that with a chick. Don't do that. Like, right, you know what I mean? Right. So I used to, oh, aye, that's smart. I would take notes. You know what I mean? So then like that transition that like later he comes up and like he's showing me this music stuff, and it's just like, yo. Like, we going, like, I believe in you, bro. And it was just filling that void that I had felt from losing him and then gaining him a closer bond with him off the music. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we just started to build, and then he started, like, actually producing. Like, this dude is, like, really persistent. Like, there's been times where I'm just, like, at the first year or so, I was just like, all right, you dropped a little mixtape, you know what I mean? You cool, whatever.
Try to crush his daydream.
Yeah. like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, the first project, I was like, whatever. And then it was just like, but he's so consistent.
Where?
Like, he's like, so like, oh, I shot 5 videos by myself, nigga. What? Oh, I learned how to do like graphic design so I can make my own logos and make stickers.
Okay,
what?
One man.
Yeah, like he's going, and he's coming up to me, his cousin. And I'm like, what the fuck are you? What are you doing? And he's like, you know, I don't do nothing but this. I was like, okay. So I'm over here, you know, I'm getting drunk, I'm being wild, like I'm like, yo, whatever. And then this nigga's over there in the lab, like on some Dre shit. So I'm just like, all right, whatever. And then he comes to with this project, the Daydream project, and it was like at this point now he was a little bit more mature, and he like got into a relationship and stuff, got out of it, was going through transitions in life. So the project really encapsulated that,
what he was going through.
You know what I mean? So it really touched to me, like to the core.
Yeah.
So when I heard that, I was like, damn, like I gotta push my cousin to like to keep going with this, like he's really doing it. And then luckily right after we dropped the project, we got to open up for 2 Chainz, what he was talking about.
And then 2 Chainz in Bridgeport?
No, in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Oh, okay, dope.
And it was in front of 3,000 people. So it was like the biggest crowd we ever performed in front of. And again, like I'm seeing this dude, this quiet dude, come out on stage, and we had like a couple people in the crowd, and they started to chant Kenny V, Kenny V, and then the whole place started shouting it. So we got out, and then we passed our mixtape to DJ Envy, who's up there. And then he's like, yo, y'all niggas killed it. Like, this dude fucking rocked the show. And I was like, yo, I have to get my cousin to do this. Like, I have to help him have this be his show. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I ain't trying to be funny with this question, but were you still fat at this time? Or was it?
Nah,
you was.
Oh, my focus, was. Yeah, oh. I got a video on my YouTube. You can say I was way more heavier at that time than I was now.
Nah, and the reason why I asked that is because, like, at that point, you probably didn't even look like a rapper, or the image wasn't what. So for somebody like Envy to still give you the props like that, means you really had to kill that shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's dope.
What's up?
So basically that transition, because then at that point, when I saw that, I started traveling a lot more. I went to Miami, and I was doing already, he did this all himself, had like 500 stickers printed of the Daydream logo.
Where?
He had like his mixtapes, he was printing them out, and then I started to help him sign them and like do fake little covers. Like, we was in the freaking sweatshop working, you know what I mean?
Where?
And I was just helping, and I seen this dude like really want it so bad, and then we started seeing our friends gravitate to that. We saw my other friend, Showrunner, he started rapping, and he started dropping like storytelling rhymes and like just really killing it. My other boy started doing video for us and just started like taking it serious, like, oh, I want to like edit it and I want to make it hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he started doing photographs. So when we started seeing this natural community grow, and we was like, yo, this is what people want.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I had a choice, and this was when I was going to UConn, I was like, if I had a choice, I would choose my dream team. You know what I mean? I would choose my favorite director, John Hill, at my budget. You know what I'm saying? I would choose my favorite artist that is closest to me in my neighborhood that I could rock with. I would choose my favorite radio personality that I have contact with that I could be around with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I would add these people as my favorites, and then I would network with them. I would say, yo, you doing something? I'm doing something too. We both growing. Let's work. Let's do something together. Because we all moving in the forward direction. You know what I mean? So then that's when that whole thing started. Fast forward, we end up, me and him are taking it to this whole platform now, to the website. So we taking that organic, real life stuff that we went through and I witnessed, and then putting it into the app. Where now you can actually, like, if you don't know marketing, if you don't know sales, stuff like that, you can get me and him and book us. You know what I'm saying? And we can help you plan your stuff out. What we're actually trying to do, we got a fashion line with the hats and stuff. And I'm actually trying to roll out like a Daydream guide. So it's not just, this shit didn't just happen. Me and him plan. You know what I mean? We got breakdowns of plans, like 5-year goals, 3-year goals, 1-year goals, and then how we're going to get there, vision boards, all of this stuff. Word. So I'm going to package that with the hats and have it be a bundle. You know what I mean? And it's going to be limited edition because this is a beta. I'm testing it out the same way I'm testing everything else out.
Word.
So it's going to be limited edition. I want to charge like upwards of $60 or more.
Gotcha.
But if you buy one, you give one away to a suicide prevention, to prevent suicide
That's
with
dope.
Depression or anxiety. Because I used to have depression and anxiety because of bad situations in my life. Because of him doing his music and me seeing this dude change his life, I was like, nah, I can't. Like, because I'm the type of person that I get real crazy. Like, I love what I do so much. So it's sometimes it takes me over the edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Over passionate, can we say that?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So at one point I was there and it was him telling me like, yo, you can do this, bro. Like, whatever. He was there with me every fucking day. Like, I would be sitting there at night like, yo, why the fuck isn't our dream right here? Like, why aren't I Mark Zuckerberg right now? Like, tell me why. I don't understand. It's a perfect dream. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he did it in like 1 week. Why haven't I done it in 2 days? I don't understand. So it's like, that shit, like, it really drove me to that point. And then I was like, yo, like, he was like, it don't matter, whatever it is. He's like, if you can't do it with that, I'm going to do it with the music. If we can't do it with the music, we're going to do it with the health. If we can't do it with the health, we're going to do it with the app, with the fashion line. Whatever the fuck we got to hit them with, we're going to come at them with so many stuff. We're going to be so persistent about what we want that they're going to have no choice but to give it to us.
Word.
You know what I mean? And then that's literally what happened. We started to meet all the people that can make these things happen. We did off of faith. We was like, yo, fuck it. Let's do after doing mad research, this is the adventures thing. Bow. We signed up. $300. You know what we did to be different? This is how Extra Mile, because I read a book called Think and Grow Rich.
Word.
So this is by Napoleon Hill. This book is life-changing. Recommended to everybody.
Okay.
This is a major key alert.
What's it called?
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Let's give
him
a round of applause. He's like the first guest who reads books in this bitch.
Oh,
that's
extra
club. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go to Barnes & Noble.
I can't wait to hear this. Like,
I just want to pull these out, too, because I want to tell artists as well, one thing I learned is that you need to listen, and I feel like reading books is one way to listen, and I got books on deck in my backpack with my laptop for music and all that. Like, if you read, like, I got the keys by Khaled. You know what I'm saying?
How
like,
is that?
It's good, yo. He's explaining his grind that he went through. He came from the bottom just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, people joke on him, but look where he's at now.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he really got the keys. And there's one of my homies from my own hometown, Simon Obaz. He talks about his grind as well.
That's dope, yo.
And we're also in the middle of reading The 4-Hour Work Week, Damon John's Power Broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, read. You will learn, get it in, and just
keep on keeping on, yo.
Can we
awesome.
Give another round of applause? This is amazing.
Roman's so inspired right now. Yeah. He's like, I want to buy a book.
Yo, buy it, bro.
Chapter one.
Buy it, bro. Don't be afraid. Because at first, bro, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. I never read a book before, bro. Dead-ass serious? I literally graduated, like, with my associate's degree, probably, like, halfway through high school as well, all off of just going there and winging it because I know enough.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, fuck it. I know it's 2x plus 3 plus y, and I'll just figure it out.
Go ahead,
and do
answer
it.
Answer it now.
Nah, come on. Come on,
I don't want a spot like that.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a 3.142.
Let's go, smart guy. Let's go.
Plus 3.
Let's see this.
Nah, come on. If I would have had my calculator. But yeah, like when you breaking down the whole thing, it really comes back to the basics. You know what I mean? And that's what like Think and Grow Rich really teaches you. Like just being the appreciative person. Like this dude he wrote in the 1930s, and I didn't read the book at first. I listened to it.
Because you weren't born in the 1930s. Right? That makes sense. It definitely makes sense.
Oh shit.
He got me.
So I actually got a question for Kenny too, right? So this is your cousin, you've known them for a long time, right?
Yeah.
I meet you, this is my first time meeting you, right? I've watched enough interviews doing what I do to learn so much about Irv and Chris Gotti, right? I feel like I'm sitting with one of them right now. Right? Like, I really feel like, so I don't know if this is just your personality or there's been so much influence by being around Chris Gotti. So my question to you is, Kenny, how much time did y'all spend with Chris? Did you see a difference in him or this is just how he is, like just straight up?
This is just how he is, man.
Word. That's dope, though.
Yeah,
that's dope.
This is how he always is, man. It's just the passion for it. You know what I'm saying? Just going for it, just going hard 24/7.
But yeah, I like this, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
I did.
yo, oh, y'all want a hug? Yo,
look, I know. That's what it was like. Yo, I was letting the moment happen. Like, I'm sorry for the listeners that y'all can't see what's going on, but it was a moment right now. I felt the vibe. Like, my cup was full.
Certain things you're just not, certain things you're not able to see, and that's cool.
That's daydream. That's daydream. That's exactly, daydream. You
know what it's what the saying? Power of daydream. I felt the dream,
just got a vision.
Yo,
got a
yo
vision
that ass, yo, this is, we got angels on our side. We got dreamers on our side. We got a network. We got people that love what they're doing.
You so see, let me... Help me understand this. Okay, so you're building like a directory for people with like that are in the performing arts to go to you and figure out how they can better themselves. Mm-hmm. And the first step, you give them the complimentary portfolio, right? You help build that. And then after that, how do you make any money?
So the way we make money is actually only when you get booked. So and the actual person that's paying us is not you, the artist that's getting booked. It's the person that is booking you.
Got it.
Understand? Okay. So, and we're trying to work out the percentages because right now, like I said, it's all beta. So I'm trying to work between 7 to 10%. The industry standard is 15 to 20%. You know what I mean? So that's I'm trying
unless
to work.
Unless you're Jerry Heller, it's like 45%.
So that's really I'm trying to get there, and I'm also trying to have enough percentage so I can donate to the suicide prevention cause.
Dope.
Okay, so I'm coming to you, and I need your services, and I want you to help me brand Nadia Coco. What would you do? What was the first thing that you'll do?
Well, first thing we'll do is build you your portfolio on the site. Have all your...
You already fucked up. You're supposed to take her out on a date. You know what I'm saying? She's a pretty lady. You can't just build
first, I will call her and I'll be like, yo, you need some coffee?
All right, enough. Let's get back to business.
So first, we would call you up, you know, set an appointment so we can have an actual interview with you and talk to you. Because we want it to be a mix between LinkedIn meets Uber. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so
I like that.
It's a professional network. Like we're not trying to have just like, even if you're just the little dude down the street that's making beats in his spare time, but if you're trying to take this seriously, you need to make sure you look serious to the world, because we're not going to take you not seriously. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's right now the site is, I built it off of just like organic growth. It's at 200 creative users right now.
That's good, yo.
Yeah, and it's only been 7 months. So we're taking it real slow, and now I'm gonna start doing the actual marketing and promoting of it. So we already have like 10,000 in reach on social media, and we're doing our different ways of marketing and to direct user, you know what I mean? And they're loving what we're doing. Now I just wanna take it to the next level, and like I said, provide that intimate portfolio buildup where I'm actually going to them, interviewing them. You know, obviously I can't go to Zimbabwe where some of our users are.
Yeah,
but
you got the FaceTime. Yeah. FaceTime.
Exactly. That's see,
so is
smart.
There like a standard is there a standard set of questions that you're asking to get to know me? Or
yes. So it
bra size, I'm still, waist size.
Focus, Christopher.
Crazy.
I'm still trying to get these questions answered.
TNT.
Do you like Mike and Nike?
Yo, Kenny got a
for vagina.
Kenny got it because we was on tour and all the girls was loving him so much. He's gonna drop a tape. TNT till next time coming up in the coming year, and I feel like Chris is gonna like it because he over here, he ready, yo. He needs something. Like.
Yeah. So TNT is like a one night stand kind of thing, and I'll see you till next time. Like an annual one night stand.
I fuck with that. I like that.
It could be a couple nights.
It's gonna be a couple nights. Nah.
So that should be a bundle, like with a toothbrush, you know, a wipe. You know what I'm saying? So till next
marketing
time.
Marketing on 100.
Grab the bag when you leave the fucking
door. Chris, come
you
on. I'm gonna have to give you a percentage for that one.
Yeah. Hold on. 2%. That's all we asked for.
His life on this. Round of applause.
You know how much you've been asking for this? He's always got to bring up the percentage. Now you're bringing it. Oh, he's like, oh, I'll
be dropping.
I know what
he's
This ride home.
Numbers,
he's
yo.
Just
this
another
ride,
Chris.
The ride, listen, I ride home with this guy. This ride home is going to be like, yo.
Yo, we got to fuck with them. They're giving the percentage. Yo, listen, limited edition Dream Caps roundtable discussion.
There you go. I like that.
That's all I'm going to say. What we doing?
Well, one thing I got to say, though, right, is that one thing I respect your brand even more, you got it tattooed on your arm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that shit is real. Like, you know, it's dope.
So, just to transition on everything that was happening, I was down, I was out, everything was going crazy, you know what I mean? And somehow I managed to build myself up with my cousin, with my team, my man's right there, my boy Showrunner, all these Adam, all these people, my sister Charisse, they do different stuff. Some do marketing, art, poetry, some do sales. Everybody does a different thing that actually helps the community, you know what I mean? Yeah. Helps me build the community out, host these events on a monthly basis, do all this stuff. So in the midst of all this stuff that's happened around, like, probably 6 months ago, right?
Brother?
Excuse me, sorry. So, In 2011, my godbrother died, mm-hmm. right? He committed suicide. Then in 2013, my best friend's brother, who was a transgender, committed suicide.
Damn.
And then last year, that's 2016, tough. My uncle from my mother's side committed suicide. So when that last one happened, I said to myself, this would never hold me back again, because all the other ones were so hard.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to move forward. Yeah. Like, it froze. Everything would always stop. And he would continue doing his music. And he would continue doing everything. And I would be broken. And then it took me to that point where I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to let this hold me over. And I had my girl. She was out here from France. And she stayed out with me for like 2-3 months. And she got to witness all of this. And she came with me to get my tattoo and stuff. And the tattoo represents peace, love, music, freedom with the American flag, you know what I mean? It's in black and white to represent. In the bottom, it goes, I daydream.us, and the tears are dripping. Tears, blood, or ink, whatever you want to call it. Those are the three people I've lost. So those are my angels looking over me, you know what I mean? And then it drops on the daydream, which would be in black. And the I is in red, the daydream is in black, and the us is in blue. So it's the red, black, and blue. And it's all that pain, all that tears, all the ink, all that stuff. It's cleaning us. You know what I mean? It's the cleanse. It's dropping down because we moving past it. That's why the freedom's at the top, because we going to fucking make it. I don't give a damn what I got to do. I got too many people looking for me. I got too many people that look up to me, that they seeing me and they saying, yo, this nigga was at my block. This nigga was from the bottom with me. You know what I mean? The way I look at all these other people, the way I looked at Chris Gotti.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really where that tattoo came from, and the whole transformation of the movement. And now we got hundreds of people, we do these events, and we get to meet more and more dreamers like you guys, you know what I mean? And that's the shit that really inspires me. Like, just y'all telling me like, yo, we got together and we just said we got ideas, we got comments, and we want to talk about it. And that's what people need, because that's what's gonna get Trump out of office.
Word.
You feel me? That's what's gonna get shit done in our neighborhoods. It's not gonna be the niggas that is like, oh, I'm on the block and I'm talking about the same old bullshit that never gets handled.
Yeah.
Come here, talk about it, and get it done.
Word.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's what we represent. We represent forgetting yourself in that past you. That person's dead. You know what I'm saying? All the people that I love, they passed. But that don't mean that their legacy died, because I'm going to let that live forever. You feel me?
Right.
Word.
So that's why that's on me. That's why my app is going to be the biggest app to ever live in the world.
Word.
Because I know that this is what it's meant to do. I got people with me that believe in that. So it's going to happen, you feel me? And that's all this of right now. All right now we're doing is what Chris did a year ago with his adventures.
Where?
He's doing that Chitlin tours is what they call it. You're going out and you just meeting the people face to face, and you're doing the Kennedy. You know what I mean? Oh, mm-hmm. Shaking hands and kissing babies. You know what I mean? Whatever you got to do. And that's what it is, but that's what you got to do to build your brand.
Right.
Because we can't, nobody knows my story. You know what I mean?
That's
and then now me being able to express my story, like, he pushed me now. He's like, yo, write a book, bro.
Yeah.
So I started writing a book while I was in France. And like, it's like incredible. Like, I was in a situation where I was thinking about suicide to then be in France sitting poolside.
And reflecting on your own life.
You feel what
and
I'm saying?
To give people to live their lives.
Exactly.
Despite the circumstance of you losing three people from taking their own.
Yes.
That's pretty poetic.
Yes,
it's like,
I love it.
Yeah,
I've been able to witness both sides of the coin. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
it's
I worked at a fucking... at a country club, yo.
I thought you were about to say brothel or something. I'll say, let's talk more. Let's talk more.
Whoa, Chris. Whoa, Chris. He takes it too far. No percentage on that one. Chris, you opening up your own brothel, and I ain't nothing involved in that one.
Pause. He said nothing. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. I had to go southern.
Nah, I gotta ask you a serious question though, right? So you started this, and you mentioned a little earlier about like the team you built. You say your sister, and you know, sales, and you know, you got the beast back here behind the camera, and you got Kenny. How hard is it to find people that support you? Because it seems like you got a pretty good support system.
Well, it's actually not that hard when you start seeking for it. That's the difference. You know what I mean? When you actually put yourself in situations where you're vulnerable, and you're actually like, the way I feel right now, I'm talking about my dreams, we're talking about shit that's really in my soul, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And sharing that to you guys, sharing that to your audience is putting me in a space, you know what I'm saying? But it's a space that only other people that have been in that space could understand.
That's what I'm saying. The way you talk, you make me want to sign up for things because you're so vulnerable. Like, you're so true. Like, you live in your truth. You believe your words and you walk in your word. You know what I mean? So I just feel like any, like, if you was to do a seminar, like, I don't give a fuck what you're selling. Panties, I'm buying them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just buying them.
He has that in him.
Yeah, like, you really believe your own shit. And that's amazing. A lot of people can just talk it. Talk out their ass and just have a good time doing so. Yeah. But you're just like, no, this is who I am, X, Y, and Z, and we're going to keep moving forward with that. And it, that's like, amazing. Don't lose that.
Thank you. I really appreciate, like, you seeing that. You know what I mean? Like, my goal is really just, like, writing the book, doing what I'm doing. Like I said, it's all for the legacy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want enough people to say what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
Because if I could see, like, other people say that, what you're saying, at my funeral, then I know that I did good. You know what I mean? Because that's, like, when I saw my godbrother and I went to his funeral, there was, like, 200 people there. Because he was a young dude. He knew everybody. And all these people were just like, yo, this dude was great. This dude was amazing. And I was just like, yo, like, I have to be able to leave that. I have to be able to impact for him, for me, and for everybody else, because that's the type of person I am, and that's the person, the type of person they were.
Yeah, so, you know, your book should be like a step-by-step on how to rebuild yourself.
Yeah.
It's going to be a basically, I want to save lives, so it's going to be like a how-to similar to that.
Yeah, like, pretty cool. I like that.
You smart, yo. Damn, she right. Yo, she, no, come on. That was my idea. What you mean?
I said it. It's recorded podcast talk.
Damn, you see what she just did? She did the Inception. She did the Leonardo on me. She was like, it was my idea.
And you won't believe that.
It was my daydream.
No, many blessings to you. No, you take it all. Many blessings to you. That's amazing. I feel very empowered by you.
I appreciate it. And you know what I mean? Like, it's like I said, it's not just... I would never be able to do this by myself.
Of course.
You know
not.
What I'm saying? Like, without him being there, without my boy being over there, without y'all talking to me, without me able, all these moments, these are the moments I'm going to tell my grandkids, as like I like to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be able to say, yo, I got the first interview I ever did. It was 2017. I knew I was going to be legendary, and it was at the round table discussion.
Round of applause.
I like that.
Yo, moments.
for this to be your first interview, I would never know. Me being a hustler myself, I would probably try to sign you up to do
it's
a podcast yourself.
He definitely got it.
Yeah, I do a Motivational Fridays on YouTube. Like, I just started this. I did the first one on the first Friday of this month. It was my first vlog.
Okay.
And it's just talking about the books that I've been reading and the keys that I've been learning from my mentors.
Dope.
And
I'm
just literally, you do that by yourself? Can I join you on that?
Yeah,
can you do like a segment with you?
Of course, of course.
Yes, because I've been reading some self-help motivational books.
Okay.
The T.D. Jakes one, Unlocked.
I heard of it.
I've been reading that one, and I'm like extremely captivated by that book now.
There are Tony Robbins, you know what I'm saying?
All of those. So I'm just like so down for it. Like,
word. So what I do is
since I bridge this, I need 2% on that.
I just want to do one thing with him.
You're in. I need this guy on my side.
You ain't really Dominican if you're not looking for your 2%. That's all I'm saying. You feel me?
Except Plata, no 2%.
So she went for her. Too, like, that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying?
We over here, we're spreading the. Is this money coming in? We ain't gonna let nobody starve. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
That's what we do. If we eating, y'all eating. So whatever y'all help us with, whatever we doing it together. You know what I mean?
Like,
I gotta say this, yo. I'm really excited that you reached out to me initially. Yeah. I'm glad that we was able to get you in here. This is probably going down as like a top three interview. Yeah. That
top three.
Definitely in my top five.
Let's not all get excited. Hold on. I said top three. Top three of 2017. There's only our fourth one.
Damn, Chris. He does that shit. I'm not like that.
I'm not like that.
I'll fuck with you. Top three since 2015.
That's that shady shit.
That was
Rican side.
Yo, my best friend. One of my best friends, yo, his name is Junior Gilberto Ramos. Okay, this man is the most Puerto Rican man I ever seen. Yo, I love this guy. Yo, he did my cousin.
Like Chris?
Huh?
Oh, come on.
Yo, he just like him.
Like,
no, you got the way he talk and the way. Oh yeah, pero.
que maldita vaina. Yo, que lo que te pasa? And just starts passing. Yo, 2%? Que okay? I'm like, yo, my nigga, pero relax. Like, we got you. I'm going to take care of you always.
No, no. All jokes aside, top three since we started this. This is definitely, like, no, seriously, yes. Nadia. What do you think?
I know, I agree, but you fucked it up with the joke.
But
after,
I got to throw a joke in there. I can't be too
serious. It's okay. It's said. Okay.
Nah, he's like that.
If I don't joke, I feel like I want to hug. And that makes me uncomfortable. So I like to, that's what I'm saying. I just like the joke.
That was a hand hug.
But no, all jokes aside, though, like what you guys are doing, like this won't great. Be the first time we meet. This won't be the first time we rock with each other. Seriously, because even Kenny V on the music side, you know, I looked up your music, but I'm gonna be honest, I only heard one song. You know what I'm saying? So now I got two joints. I'm gonna listen to them. But not only that, if I didn't like your music, I would buy into you as a person. You know what I'm saying?
For real,
because what you guys have, like I'm telling you, I don't know Chris Gotti from A Can of Paint. Mine is watching his interviews and watching Irv and shit. I feel like I'm sitting right there with them. You know what I'm saying? So, how old are you? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
You're such an old
soul. Oh, my God. For real. Yo, you're 24 for real.
You're going to be.
No, he's Dominican. Come on. Come on.
I'm 22 I'm years 33. Old, my nigga. I'm not a baby. I'm a grown man.
That social security really says Greg Hopkins on it or some shit. Like, I'm fucking with you. 24,
you're gonna be something
then
special,
I definitely
brother.
See that same, you know, pathway for you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Be there.
Definitely see success in the future being that. Like Irv and Chris.
Oh, damn.
No, seriously, like, if you would have said, like, 35, I said, you know, you got some work to do. 24, my nigga, that's amazing.
I just turned 24 a month and a half ago.
That's an amazing thing.
I wasn't even half of what you are, yo. Like, I was, like, fucking, yo.
How old are you guys, if you don't mind me asking?
30.
For real?
Yeah, I'm 42.
No.
Not a fucking child.
Why did you get that on video? What?
Half your audience just died, Chris. They're just like,
I thought he was 17.
Why
did you get that on video? What the fuck? He's 42. He said it straight thing.
Nah, 29.
I'm 27.
Oh, shit. Nice. Well, yeah. I mean, listen, we were under the misconception that dreamers are the young ones. I realized on the road that there's more people over 25 really chasing their dreams seriously than there are under 25 chasing their dreams seriously.
Word. Yeah.
And that is the most inspiring thing I had ever seen.
Yeah, man.
Because I met people, there was dudes that just got out the pen performing for Chris.
Word.
Just got out the pen. Nigga, I just served 8 years. Oh, I'm here to perform tonight. And I was like, oh, shit. And niggas would come out like, yo, you feel it, bro.
Yeah.
You feel like I was a caged person, and I'm coming. Like,
I see that hunger.
You know what I'm saying? And that's when you see that, that's why it's like, yo, it's not easy, but you got to love it.
Word.
You know what I mean?
That's the first step, I feel like, with something. You got to love it. After that, everything else is like
exactly
easy. All
right, quick question before we roll up out of here. That tour that y'all did with Chris and Adventures, what cities did you hit that you remember from the top of your head?
Yeah, so we hit Cincinnati, hit Cleveland, Chicago, Memphis, Nashville, Louisville, and we hit Pittsburgh as well. We were supposed to hit New York, but there was construction going on in the venue.
Okay.
But that was all those places, and each place showed love.
All right, so I'm not trying to get in your pockets, but were these paid venues for y'all? I'm just trying to understand the system of like something like Adventures, or was it like, did y'all... If y'all didn't have to pay for, or if y'all didn't get bread off of the performances, did y'all have to pay to go on this tour? How did that work? Explain.
So the way the tour works is actually you get to go on tour and you pay per city. So it's like $50 per venue. But
it's still not bad, though.
It's perfect. If you're really smart about your business, you bout it. You know what I mean? Because you're going out there and you're going to meet.
Get your own merch.
Exact. That's what we was doing. He lets you set up. He lets you pass all your CDs. They you everything. You making money. We still hats out there. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's about how serious are you.
We had
there was artists flying out from North Carolina. There was artists flying out from the other South sides. They started following us. Artists started following us on the tour. Like, yo, we're going to the next city. Yo, we're going to the next city. And these niggas was lit. Like, 8 of them together and just killing it.
So were y'all rocking with Chris or just, because I saw a video with you guys and Chris, or was it like a bus, all of y'all, or y'all just in your own vehicle going to each city together?
Everyone has to have their own vehicle and stuff like that. We had a certain situation where we talked to Chris and we got with him. You know what I mean? So we had that exclusive, you know what I'm saying?
I can see why he would allow you to, because talking to you, I would be like, fuck it.
You gotta be persuasive.
I would invite you to Thanksgiving and shit, just off of today. Like,
Thanksgiving. We're there. Round table discussion.
You invited him to Thanksgiving before me.
Look, you got the way he sells.
That sounds like top one.
But your mama loves me.
Oh my god.
Yo, Chris, I gotta make his top one. Unless I gotta come back and we gotta do another one.
No, this is.
Gotta get this.
This probably is the best one.
I'm going for number one. All legendary status 2017.
It will be.
It's been a little under an hour, and I feel like I can talk to you for like a whole nother hour.
Get it. Let's get it.
You can't because you got somebody else. But,
so much.
But that's what I'm saying. So much information. And I don't know. This is definitely going to be
It's only the beginning.
I'm
going
to listen to this one a lot. I'm telling you that right now.
You know, I like you guys because y'all got personality. You know, yeah, so we sit here sometimes with people, no disrespect to anybody who comes up here, but they come up, they want to come on the show, and then they get the opportunity, and then it's like we're like trying to pull from them, as opposed to y'all coming in.
You have so much to say.
Y'all have a sense of humor. It's like, you know, I like laughing, so it's like we can come around and
just stay true to yourself. It makes our job easier. Whatever y'all do, wherever y'all end up, stay true to yourselves.
And y'all got some official shit. It ain't like I can see this going somewhere, honestly. Like, and I know how you felt when you saw that Chris Gotti joint, because there's plenty of things I haven't done, and somebody comes up and I'm like, fuck, see, I should have pulled the trigger on it, which is how this thing started. Yeah. We're like, yo, we should start it. We're going to push it to like September when basketball season starts. We got some shit to talk about. He's like, yo, we need to do it now.
Yeah. Just start.
And then sure enough, we did it, and the rest is history.
Yo,
pull the trigger.
Yeah. Listen, there's a philosophy that if you really want to succeed with only 40% of what you need to know, you can still make it if you take enough shots. With only 40%. So 60% is odds against you.
Yeah.
But 40% is positivity with you. Word. So if you're lucky enough and you take enough shots out of 100, you're going to make 40 points.
It's all about probability.
Feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So all you got to do is keep shooting. And we've been shooting, For 7 years, we've been shooting. And the last nine months, we got blessed. We made some shots. Word. That's all that really happened. And we got to keep shooting until we get the whole 40, because we only got about 5. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So it's about really grinding this chick out all the way until the end. You know what I mean?
Well, I follow Big Sean on Instagram. I mean, on Snapchat, and he was at a big conference with Barry Gordon.
Oh, word!
Was
speaking. Legend.
All his shit didn't add up, and he didn't really become who he really was till 29. So it's like,
most people. There was like the thing that inspired me the most was like, did y'all see that meme that it was like 23 and 24 for Oprah? Like everybody, it was like six of like the most famous people that became billionaires. They were 24 and didn't have no idea what they were doing. They were just starting in their industries. They were just getting into the biz. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what it's about, taking the risk. And it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how young you are, as long as you want to. There's fucking 90-year-olds making money off of Amazon, millionaires. There's 10-year-olds making money off of Amazon, millionaires.
There's no age limit.
This is the new age. This is what we're doing this for. 92% of the market is independent artists.
Yeah.
It's independent freelancers like us. Yeah. That's why we got to go out and actually get it.
Absolutely.
You feel me? So that's what we're doing. iDaydream.us. Thank you for the roundtable discussion. I hope y'all enjoy y'all gifts, and y'all already know what it is.
Definitely appreciate
DJ
it.
DJ Fat Fingers.
You know what it is.
All right, so let people know where to find y'all on social. Well, no, scrap that. Before we leave out of here, we got that segment. We got this new segment we call That's the Shit I Don't Like. Yep. Right? So before we roll up out of here, I got to hear some shit that y'all don't like. We're going to start with Rome.
This is petty. My job sent congratulations to my job, Robinson Nicole. They sent me to New York. I got a laptop. Laptop doesn't work. It's a piece of shit. The main computer is a piece of shit. I'm on the phone with IT for about 2 hours just to do actual work. So the shit I don't like is sending me to another place. But shit does not work. I'm pretty tech savvy here. I'll be petty over not. I want shit to work.
That's the best way.
Okay. Shout out to Rome Petty in the building.
Okay. Okay.
Kenny, you got one?
Nah, I mean, my biggest thing is I just say negative shit. But to go off that, I mean, I just say people who can't pull their weight. You be at work talking about work. Like, you be at work, you trying to do something.
Yes.
Like, why am I doing all the work and you just back there cooling?
Absolutely.
You know you got the same job as me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. But, I mean, I got a good job where I'm at, though. So, you know what I'm saying? That's before.
He's like, disclaimer, I got a good job.
Because I want my coworkers now to be like, yo, I hate him. Now I love my coworkers now. But, like, before, yo, that was my biggest pet peeve, yo. I hate shit like that.
Word. Chris, what you got? You got to have a lot of shit, because you seem like you talk a lot. So let's hear it.
What don't I like? You got a whole fucking book on that shit.
To really think about what you don't like, I personally do not like people that talk about success but aren't willing to work for success.
Word.
Like, a lot of people say, like, yo, I want to be a millionaire, but they haven't even said how much millions they want to make.
Yep.
Tell me how much millions you want to make. 5, 1, 3?
Word.
Because I need to know.
Guideline,
if you're serious about it, you got to break it down. And that's really what it's about. So that's how come I'm doing this shit. So people like us, this is for the minorities. This is for the people that don't have the opportunities that the other people got in the world. Like others, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're that other 98%. So we got to stick together and be able to support each other and literally say, yo, I can help you get better. You can help me get better. Let's help each other. You know what I mean? And then our money's going to stay in our communities. Our money's going to be able to profit our children, our people. That's what it's about. It's not about every time we get a money and exchange it and somebody else's community get it. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? This is social activism. Like you said, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an activist as well, because I really believe that the disease of like negativity and depression and anxiety and all that stuff comes from people just living like zombies. People talking about, I'm going to do this one day. I'm going to travel, do that. I'm going to do that. Yo, it was hard for me to go to Europe. It's not like I had fucking, you know what I mean, thousands of dollars. Oh, let's go to Europe. I got this. I'm rich. Nah, I don't got nothing. I said, fuck it. I'm going to do it. Because if I don't do it right now, when am I going to do it?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got nothing to lose. I got a girl out there with a whole house.
Word.
Like, I'm not paying no hotel. Like, I'm getting to travel or do all this stuff. I just got to do it. And it was the scariest decision of my life. I bought a one-way. I didn't even want to buy.
Oh, so you flew out there. I thought we would have took a boat. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to cut those expenses now. I just need two paddles and a canoe. I'm there.
Yo, shit. It's such an inspiration that for a segment that on that shit I don't like.
He made
you
it positive,
just
right?
Flip that shit over in reverse psychology. Us on our own show.
Yeah, he's good.
Nah, I don't know how to do that. My sales guy does. But but at the end of the day, really, I just don't like people that's just like don't. Say you want success and you haven't planned it for success.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Plan success. Sit down with people that have done success. Talk to them. Pick their brain and you will get success.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? It's a formula. It's not a theory. A formula, not a theory. iDaydream.us.
Be about it.
It's amazing. We're just going to leave it like that. All right,
yeah, we're just going to leave it like that.
So, Rome, social media?
Everywhere at the Royal Rome City.
Coco.
Nadia _Coco.
All right, Kenny.
Yo, on every single thing, follow me at Who Is Kenny V. If you want to check out my music, my clothes, anything, go to whoiskennyv.com. Latest single boy on iTunes and anywhere you listen to music.
Word.
Your boy's motivational_Chris on Instagram and on YouTube as well. So my Motivational Fridays come out every Friday. They're also available on iDaydream.us. That's where you'll find the movement, be able to get booked, build your portfolio, do all that stuff. It's only the first 100 people. I'm not going to be able to do this forever.
Word.
So
what number are you at now so I know how much time I got? You're like 98 or what?
Nah.
Where we at?
Probably like 99 at this point.
We're going to talk.
Make that
we
one
talking
space.
Today.
I need this today. Done today. So everybody, whenever you listen to it, just sign up as soon as possible. Because like I said, I'm trying to give that one-to-one service and I can't provide that time for too long.
Word.
I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. Yo, shout out your cameraman. What's his social?
Oh, my boy's Tyler_David.
No, you got it fucked up. I said social. I'm Dominican. I want social security.
Ty, come and talk.
How's your credit?
You said you want to keep my stay. I got you.
Let me know your social media. You can take that mic.
Yo. So social media, Instagram, Tyler_David94. You can follow me on Snapchat, Tyler Leone. That's TYLERLEONE 9. You can see all the crazy shit I do, all the shit I sell. I'm also a rapper. I'm working on the upcoming project right now, trying to have that shit drop soon. Don't want to put dates on it because I'm like that.
Whoop.
And I'm particular with my music, but I can tell y'all the heat's coming. And
spit eight bars. Spit eight
let them know. Let them know.
Just 8 bars. Just 8 bars.
The 8 bars you like?
Yeah.
Cause I got hella bitches. Bottle service, the earth is spinning. Fuck it, I fell off the surface. Lately I've been offing serpents, feeling like a coffin's lurking. Inhale it, and then I'm coughing urban, sipping coffee off to working.
Yes!
Round of applause.
iDaydream.us.
WhoisKennyV.com. Yo, make sure y'all follow your boy at WhoisKennyV, you know what I'm saying? If you like me, you know what I'm saying? Just like my music. I gotta feed my soul by my single.
Roundtable discussion, yo, it was a pleasure. Thank y'all so much. Like,
absolutely.
Y'all really allowed me to open up. And I never done this before, so like y'all made me feel at home. I appreciate that.
Revolving
like, that's
doors,
all love,
you can always
right?
come
appreciate
back.
It. Following.
Round of applause one time.
Woo!
That's your good.
Round table discussions, get it.
Per usual, this is episode 77. This podcast, I'm going to defend my political connects. Remember, I never claimed to be politically correct. Thank you for listening. Catch you next week.
Yeah. Later.
Yeah.